The AlamashoToday.com team appreciates the Alamasho community for always making us your go-to source for getting the latest information from all the 6 LCDAs in the Alamasho local government area. However, we thought to bring you up to speed in case you missed some top headlines that may interest you this week. The week under review is Friday, April 5, 2024, Thursday, April 11, 2024. Here are the trending headlines of the week on AlamashoToday.com. 1. What you need to know about Naira mutilation, abuse. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, has started clamping down on Nigerians who abuse and mutilate the Nigerian Naira, and the campaign began with celebrities getting the full wrath of the law. The clean notes policy by the CBN will aid the longevity of the banknotes and reduce the huge cost of processing and banknote replacement. 2. FG begins disbursement of N200 billion palliative loans. The federal government of Nigeria, through the Ministry of Industry, Trade, and Investment, has announced the disbursement of the N200 billion presidential conditional grant scheme to verified applicants after an exhaustive selection process. The government said the funding will be in 3 categories to support manufacturers and businesses across the country. 3. Dunamis Church tenders apology to ANYIM Vira over alleged false testimony. The Dunamis International Gospel Center, Abuja, has apologized to a female worshipper, Veronica Onyem, who was, on Sunday, publicly accused of giving false testimony in the church. Recall that a video, which went viral on Sunday, showed the church's senior pastor, Paul Enenche, questioning the credibility of the woman's testimony. 4. Police, JAM warn candidates against patronizing fake UTME websites. The Joint Admissions and Matriculation Board, JAM, and the Nigeria Police Force, NPF, have uncovered fake websites set up to defraud candidates planning to sit for the 2024 Unified Tertiary Matriculation Examination, UTME. Any candidate who visits these fake sites will definitely have unreliable information and thereby miss out in the forthcoming exams. NPF Public Relations Officer, ACP Olumuiwa Ajabi.